Inside Out is the answer.
Alan Newman at breakfast. BBC
Radio Solent. 8:24, good morning. Now, tens of thousands of tenants across the south are set to miss out on the government's £400 energy bill discount. The shortfall will hit people living in a property that's been split into multiple bedsits, where one electricity meter for the main building feeds a number of sub-meters. Often some of the most in need of financial support live in these kind of houses. Tenants in many flats and park homes are also set to be disadvantaged. Lawrence Herbman has been having a look at this.
From October, every UK household will start receiving a support grant of £400. A helping hand for our soaring energy bills. People like Paul and Paula.
I sit in the dark, just have the light from the telly. We've got plenty of blankets. I refuse to put the gas on unless I need to. It's just a question of saving money that I don't have.
I've cut back on a little bit of food now and again.
Paul and Paula are tenants from Weymouth. They have electricity submeters and as such won't get the full amount.
I just don't think it's fair. I think it should be divided between everybody because we all need energy.
We've got to pay bills just the same as everybody else.
Submeters are typically used in bedsits, flats or park homes, so the landlord will get one £400 payment for a building that's been subdivided, meaning tenants already struggling with the cost of living will feel the pinch even more.
Why can't they do it in a fairer way so that everybody gets something?
Well, I'm on benefits, so I do struggle.
Graham Reed is a Weymouth landlord. He owns a mix of HMOs and flats. Each of his buildings has a domestic electricity contract, each with a licensed electricity supplier, and each of his tenants share that one supply through secondary metering.
I am the main payer for the electricity meter. From that meter, spur off seven different supplies for the seven bedsits. In this property alone, there will be a loss of about £2,800 that should be being paid to my tenants, which won't happen. Across other buildings that I also own, that will tally £10,000 my tenants are going to miss out, simply because of the mechanism of payment. It's more than unjust, because the intention is to get to the lowest income people, and they're the people more typically who will be in this nature of accommodation, which is, tends to be small units, good value, rather than three or four bedroom homes, which will almost always have their own meter.
And it's a double whammy, because 6 years ago, Graham's HMOs were revalued. They were reclassified as self-contained flats by the government. As a result, rather than one council tax bill for the main building, the tenant of each individual dwelling now became liable for council tax as well. Rents went up accordingly, and tenants like Paul and Paula feel they're being singled out again.
What happens if these energy prices keep on going up?
Well, I just think the whole country will refuse to pay it. I think everyone should just switch their appliances off, spend 24 hours in the dark.
What would your message be to the government?
I know they're helping out the best they can. Still think they could do it a little bit more, but then we just have to wait and see who's going to be next.
The government's told me that an additional scheme for what it calls the 1% missed by the energy bill support scheme will be set out in the autumn.
Our reporter Lawrence Herbman is live in Weymouth this morning. Lawrence, most people now are familiar with the energy price cap and what's going on with the energy market. I think this will come as a surprise to many people. How big a problem is it?
Well, it is a big problem, and you correctly alluded to those energy prices that have gone through the roof globally, Alan. We saw the price cap increase by 54% alone in April. Russia invaded Ukraine, wholesale prices went up again, and you rightly say it is expected to get worse. Experts predict the energy price cap will increase significantly come October. In May, Ofgem suggested that rise could be 40%. It looks even gloomier, though. The consultancy Cornwall Insight reckon it could go up to around 80%. That's around £3,580 above the current cap. We'll find out next Friday. More rises on the horizon next year. Now, the government's told us around 1% of households fall through this energy bill discount gap and won't be eligible for discount. Difficult to say how many people in Dorset will be affected. Dorset Council confirmed there are 100 licensed HMOs in this area. It doesn't include all the other HMOs and private flats, though. Bournemouth, Christchurch and Poole, they've told us they've got 22 joint living schemes and hostels. They're used for temporary accommodation, but no figures for all the other accommodation.
It's something I hadn't even considered. Lawrence, thank you for that. Joining me now is Gary Wernick, who's the director of Manchester-based Landlord Metering. Morning, Gary. What is it your business does, in a nutshell?
Good morning, Alan. Thank you. Thank you very much. Our business basically supplies these sub-meters to landlords, and the ones which we supply, they go often into HMOs and bedsits, but they also go into office blocks in major city centres, which are converted into flats.
Is it a case of, if you've got a great landlord, they'll pass the saving on? If you've got a landlord that's greedy, you'll never see it?
I really don't think that's the case at all, Alan. What it is that these people pay their electricity bill almost exactly the same as if they were paying it directly to an electricity company. But instead, they pay it to the landlord who arranges a contract for a whole building. So, for instance, we have one building with 250 flats in it. The landlord's only going to get £400 discount for the whole 250 flats. So £1.50 a flat.
So the real issue then, in your opinion, Gary, is not that this will get passed on, but not a big enough bit of help, not a big enough lump of cash is going to people who live in this kind of accommodation.
I think, yes, exactly. I think the real issue is that the scheme is very badly designed. They haven't thought about the 1%, and that's 1% is 250,000 households in the UK.
Gary, what would be the solution here with your understanding of this particular section of how people live? What could the government do quickly and efficiently to make sure people don't miss out?
Instead of giving them money through the electricity companies, they should do it as a discount on the council tax.
There's no way in your opinion of doing it energy wise. It would have to be a different way of doing it, and the council tax is by far an easier way of doing it.
And by far a far fairer manner, because these people are in the very bottom of society. I mean, I speak to them on a daily basis. My help desk people speak to them. These are the people who suffer the most, at the bottom, who can least afford the rises in prices.
Gary Wernick, Director of Landlord Metering. Your thoughts on that? Is it impacting you? Do let me know on our free number 0808 100 3800. I'd love to hear from you. It's time now to get the news headlines. And with that, here's Alan Jennings.
Tens of thousands of tenants across the south are set to miss out on the government's £400 energy bill discount when it's rolled out in October. Tenants in bedsits, flats or park homes using electricity sub-meters are excluded from the scheme. NHS leaders have told the government that health and social care services